Last night, big, big win for the Cleveland Indians. It was needed. And there are very few times that you could say in the month of May that a win was sorely needed, but you've got a really good team in the Tampa Bay Rays in town. It's been a bit of a slog lately, and so it was good to see them get the win. And yes, it was in bizarre fashion, and yes, it was, you know, it was a different way of doing it, and we're still waiting for the bats to come alive, but a win is a win and is a win. And so joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he is a great friend of the program. He is a must-read at all times. He is Zach Meisel from The Athletic. Morning, buddy. Sorry to drag you out of bed so early.
No, I'm a morning person and a night owl, so.
So you don't sleep? That's what I take from this?
Yeah, from like February to October usually.
Nah, that's kind of the way that it goes. You know, you may as well hibernate over the winter anyway. The sun's hardly out to begin with. So, all right, buddy, let's get into this. So we'll go with the injured guys and then find our way into last night. So what's the latest update on Corey Kluber?
Corey Kluber will be reevaluated in, what now, 12 days, I think. Good signs. He's healing the way that I'd hoped he would heal. And, you know, it's still tough. There's no timetable. There's no... You know, if things go well in 2 weeks, he'll start, like, he could start throwing at that point, but too early. So it all depends on that finicky bone and what it's doing. But I would think because he was able to get his full cast off and now he's wearing one that he can remove and he's doing all sorts of agility work, I would think, you know, this isn't season ending by any means, and you'll see him at some point in the second half.
It's kind of what it sounded like from the beginning. And I mean, I my knowledge of these sort of things is I, you know, and I'm not a doctor. I coached Little League Baseball for 8 years, and you'd always get the kid who would fall off of his skateboard and break his arm and that kind of thing. And it wasn't ever like season ending or anything like that. And they'd remove the cast and work its way back up. And I think that's where Kluber is too, is it's, you know, that slow process. And hopefully we see him by August. So let's get into then Mike Clevinger. How's Mike Clevinger doing? Will we see him doing a rehab start shortly?
Yeah, so he's on his way to Arizona right now, and he's going to spend a week there. And that's mostly just so he can pitch on a regular schedule. He's going to keep throwing bullpen sessions, throw to some live hitters out there. And it's so that there's no rain that can interrupt it. It's so that they can control the intensity and how many pitches, stuff like that, that you don't always have control over in a game setting. He'll spend a week there, and then he'll go to Akron or Columbus or whoever's home, and he'll pitch in some minor league games. And I would imagine you do that for, I don't know, 2-3 starts, and then he'll be back, you know, trying to throw 99 miles an hour for the Indians.
Nice. That's everything you can ask for more. Yeah, he keeps saying he wants to throw harder and harder. How do you feel about the fact that he keeps saying, I'm going to throw harder?
I don't have a problem with it because he and Carl Willis have both said that's not why he got hurt. He has this brown t-shirt he had made that all the pitchers have worn now, and it says lift big, throw hard. And it's like, you know, it's like he and Trevor Bauer basically are the reason why Shane Bieber throws 95 now. They claim Bieber was throwing about 82. In reality, Bieber was throwing like 90, 91 when he first came up last year. And Bauer and Clevinger were like, hey, you know, it looks like you're just like always saving bullets for later. Just let it fly. You can throw 94, 95 if you really put your heart into it. And so now he does. So they take credit for that. And they all, like Bauer was saying the other day, he's like, I'm going to throw 97 today because I need to top Bieber from Sunday. And it's just, it's an ongoing competition. And so I think Clevinger wants to come back and throw 100.
And good on him if he can do it. So let's get into Bieber last night. I mean, he was just on fire, and he gave the Indians exactly what they needed last night. How good in your mind was Shane Bieber?
You know, he's shown you, I know last start was against Baltimore, which is worse than the Little League team you coach. But still, he showed you, like, no walks and 15 strikeouts is, no one expected this guy to ever be able to throw 15, to ever be able to record 15 strikeouts in an outing. But the zero walks is like, yep, that's Bieber. I mean, he walked 19 guys in, I think, 233 innings in his minor league career. Like, he can throw strikes whenever he wants to. But last night he walked four batters, and it was almost by, not by design, but like he's learned teams know he's going to be in the strike zone, so they can be more aggressive against him, and especially early in counts. And so if he wastes a few, and if he's almost like effectively wild, he can keep hitters off balance, and it gives him a new element because he's not just that like Josh Tomlin, really good command, going to be in the strike zone type of pitcher. He's a guy who you don't know exactly what you're going to get. And so if he expands the zone a little bit, doesn't give in, you know, if it's 0-2, he even said last night, it's like, it's okay if that 0-2 becomes 2-2 or 3-2. If I can get them to chase, that's ideal. So you're seeing a kid who, it's amazing, he's still 23 years old. He'll turn 24 next week, but he just pitches like he's been in this league for 10 years. And, you know, it's amazing to think this kid was a walk-on in college. He almost didn't even get a spot on the team. If another pitcher who ultimately signed with the Reds out of high school, if he would have decided to go to college, Shane Bieber would not be doing this right now. He'd be, working a 9-to-5 in California and then going and hanging out on the beach on the weekends. And he said he would have been fine with that at the time. He didn't know any better. And now this kid is like an absolute critical part of the Indians' future and a guy they can build around. And it's an incredible story. And it's a testament to his work ethic and what he's done to improve himself as a pitcher.
He's a stud. I mean, there's no other way that we could say it, man. He's an absolute stud. And it's funny because he almost reminds me of when Kluber came back up with the roster and all of a sudden you started seeing all the movement that everything had and he was able to harness it and control it. And I've said forever that Corey Kluber reminds me of Greg Maddux. And now I'm saying that Shane Bieber reminds me of Corey Kluber, and he's younger than Kluber was when he came back. And that should scare the crud out of this entire league.
It's just crazy to think of the strides he's made even in the last year. He made his debut May 31st last season. And it was like, okay, this is a nice pitcher who, like, if he's your fifth starter, like, that's pretty good. Looked like maybe like a mid-rotation guy was his ceiling, and good command, wasn't going to strike out a ton of guys, but like a six-inning, three-run, five-strikeout start seemed like what you'd get from him. And that's great. He's your fifth starter at the time. And now it's like you're afraid to put a ceiling on him or expectations on him because he's blown away every expectation to this point. And it's, you know, he's 23. He doesn't have a year of service time yet. Like, there's still room to grow, and it's exciting to think about.
It's awesome. Zach Meisel from The Athletic joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Zach, is help on the way? Is there any chance whatsoever that Paul Dolan open up that pocketbook and maybe make some kind of a trade to come help this ball club? And if so, when?
I think they'll have financial flexibility to make an addition or two. I just don't know if it's at this point the prudent move to make. I think they're going to give this a few weeks. I think, you know, maybe you'll see Bobby Bradley come up at some point. I think it would make sense. They don't need to carry three catchers right now, but they don't need to have Eric Haas being the DH, which was weird, but I think they're going to give a little bit of time to, one, let's see Mercado on a regular basis. Luplo has certainly earned pretty much every day at bats. I think they want to let this thing ride for a little bit, see how they fare against Tampa, Boston, Minnesota, the Yankees, all those series coming up in the next 2.5 weeks. So I think they're going to do that. I think they're going to reassess. I think a lot can happen. I think they could be buyers. I think they could be sellers. I think there's a decent chance they could be both. Could they? The issue here is that if you look at this team right now, and I think the Twins will fall back to earth at some point, but like I feel like I've been saying that for a few weeks now, and they haven't. Like, they scored 11 runs last night, and that was like an off night. So I think the issue is one trade going to make the difference? If you bring in Nicholas Castellanos, is that going to put you over the top? No. So you probably have to make multiple moves. You have to bring in some really, really good hitting talent. If you do that, you're probably going to give up your best prospects, the Tristan McKenzies, the Nolan Jones. Those are guys you're going to need next year and the year after. So you have to weigh, you know, do we want to go all in 2019 if it's going to cripple us in 2020 and beyond? Or maybe this just isn't our best year to be World Series contenders, and we have to reevaluate, we have to retool, and maybe there are ways we can set ourselves up better for the next few years if it means we take ourselves out of it this year. You know, maybe they trade Trevor Bauer and get a ready MLB-ready outfielder, and then they go and they trade some prospects and get another guy, and maybe that's how you solve this thing for a couple of years moving forward, and admitting that maybe this year isn't your best chance. So there's a few ways they can go. I think they're going to evaluate all their options, and I think in a few weeks maybe set some wheels in motion.
You're right. That's the smart move. I mean, is to kind of look at this and let's see what happens. Maybe the Twins regress a tiny bit. You know, maybe the bottom of that rotation isn't so dominant as it has been for a little bit. But, I mean, it's getting scary. I mean, it's getting really scary. And then plus you're adding in Leonis Martin sliding into Oscar Mercado, which let's do everything we can to put like an invisible line so that that doesn't happen again.
But that was the microcosm of the season so far.
Oh, it really was. It really was an inside the park home run due to two guys running into each other. It's just cue the Keystone Cops music. So, all right, buddy, I really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for hopping on with us so early. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, hang in there. It'll be a long summer one way or another.
Dude, I got Shane Bieber to watch. I was going to ask you. Okay, so Jason Lloyd put out a really cool piece this morning saying that Trevor Bauer says that he fixes mechanical flaws. Zach, has he fixed the mechanical flaw?
If Trevor Bauer says he has, I have no reason not to believe him, because this is a guy who is a scrawny, skinny little non-athlete who has turned himself into a pitching machine who can throw 170 pitches and still throw 97. So if he says it, I believe it, because this guy studies video like none other. And he had a 15-pitch little touch-and-feel session yesterday afternoon where he was testing out his fix. So I mean, maybe the results won't show right away. I don't know. But this guy knows more about pitching than all of Cleveland combined. So I would tend to trust him, yeah.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate the time. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend, man.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'll probably be at the ballpark. But thank you.
Yeah, there are worse places to spend your time.